I'm happy to be able to bring the word to you today. In my Friday class on Revelation, we've been talking about the church. And one of the churches was such a godly church that there was nothing that he condemned them for, Smyrna.
在我的, 这个星期五的这个查经聚会里面呢, 我曾经谈到有一个教会是都没有瑕疵的教会，士面啊教会。
They went through a terrible time of tribulation and martyrism, and it was for about 250 years during that period of time, they still stood for the Lord.
他们那么好的一个教会呢, 但是他们还是经历了很多的这个患难,逼迫患难, 在一两百年,多年之间都一样, 但他们都站得很稳, 他们很坚固地站得很稳。
So many of us might wonder, why do Christians have trials? And tribulations, and even temptations.
有没有想过说为什么基督徒会有这种试炼、试探，还有这么多的患难呢？
Now I know that God, Jesus promised us that he was going away. He was coming again, but he also promised us we would have tribulation.
记得耶稣应许我们，答应我们他会再回来带我们去，但是他也告诉我们这世上会有苦难。
And we're going to be tried. And we're going to be tempted.
那这个当中我们会受到这种经炼，就是试炼。一方面呢，我们也会面对试探。
There's a couple principles I'd like to show you, though, about this. In James 1:13, now James was a brother of Jesus.
那这个既然我们会面对这些患难跟试探或试炼呢，那我们就一定要知道一些原则哈，在雅各书第一章。
Now, James did not follow Jesus. In fact, his brothers were much against him while he was alive.
我们要知道雅各在耶稣还在世上的时候呢，事实上他跟耶稣是不靠近的，他甚至有时候还对他有一些质疑。But
that's after James saw the resurrection, no doubt, and all and the power of God, that James became a very strong Christian. In fact, probably he was one of the leaders.
但是反而在耶稣死后复活升天之后呢， 他成为几乎就是一个教会的领袖，而且他的这个在强调的哈，他写的这个雅各书呢是非常strong，非常一个很非常怎么讲呢strong，很就是很严厉哈，也是很非常刚强严厉刚强，不是他就是他的那个强调性非常的强哈，他强调的这个真理呢是很有影响性的。
It seems like somehow, maybe John heard how that they were saying, why does God tempt us?
那几乎就有点像说为什么，在告诉我们的为什么，有人会想说为什么神要这样试探我们呢？
But James wanted to set them straight.
那这个雅各呢，其实他特别对于这个纠正，有他的非常大的一个他的特质，他说， 他就对于这个说不是神试探我们这个真理呢，要来做一点一个讲解。
In the 13th verse, the first chapter, he said this, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God.
雅各书第一章的13节说，人被试探不可以说我是被神试探。
And the reason is, he said, because God cannot be tempted with evil, and neither will he tempt man with evil.
因为神他没有恶，所以他不会用恶来试探人。
So when you're tempted, it's not from God.
所以记得，如果我们面对一个试探，要诱惑我们，要陷害我们的时候，不是从神来。
Temptation is a three-pronged fork.
那这个试探的，它包括三个这样的一个层面，它的形成。
The first one we have to own is us.
那首先，我们是其中的一个。
He said, when we're tempted, we're drawn away by our own desires, our own lusts.
那么我们怎么会掉入这个试探呢？因为我们有我们的私欲。你从雅各书第一章去看的话，有我们的私欲就会跟他合作了。But
he tells us there's other things too.
那第二个呢?
Jesus told us when he was preaching, he said, the cares of life.
那有时候是我们的这种不谨慎。
And the deceitfulness of riches, they tempt us.
就像那些私欲啊，还有我们的财富啊，我们
The other prong of that fork is the world. Every one of us, most of us, some of us was raised that we were found Jesus pretty early, but most of all of us here, You have a world view long before you ever knew Jesus.
除非你是从小就在这个教会里面长大，就比较有圣经的这个价值观念、世界观念。不然的话，我们有好久一段时间还没有信主以前，我们都受这个世界的观念影响。
How you were taught about the world? What's the way to think about things? You know, this was part of you.
等于说，这个世界在当我们的老师，在教我们，给我们一些观念，然后让我们怎么样来看这个世界的价值观。
And those things can be very strong to pull us away and tempt us.To do what we think is right, not with the Bible.
那么世界呢，就是一个可以，就是等于说一个，就因为魔鬼是世界的王，所以就等于说就跟他合作，就把我们带进入这个试探。
And the pleasures of life can pull us away.
当然，这个人生里面的我们喜欢的这些情欲里面喜欢的这些享受。
Then if that's not enough, there came an enemy to our lives. When we took Jesus, we took on an enemy.
那背后有一个就是看不见的这个敌方呢，就是恶势力，就是撒旦。
Satan hates Jesus.
当你
信耶稣的时候，
你要记得哈，撒旦是很憎恶的，他是要把我们带离开的。
And when we became a Christian, then we became an object that Satan wanted to defeat us, so that it would make Jesus feel.That we couldn't hold on to him.
Satan 本身跟神为敌，所以当我们信耶稣之后呢，他就是把我们当做这个标杆呐，标靶子哈，要把我们带离开。
Now that's a short little thing I'm telling you about temptation.
那么这是我提到试探的事情。
So let's put that over on the side now.
那我们现在就不谈试探了。
Now we're going to talk about being tried.
那我们现在谈的是试炼，老师，试炼是不一样的。
And then the tribulations that come to us.
那试炼会临到我们。
So let us notice that there are some reasons why God allows, and it is that God allows it.
那我们要这样讲，试炼是神容许的。
Now those of you who remember your little babies, your little children.
等于说呢，神没有阻挡他，没有帮我们挡掉。那我们记得我们小时候从婴儿的时候。
As you watch them grow up,They became very rebellious. Sometimes they learned how to steal little things. They told lies. And here you're trying to train them and teach them.
我们看这些小生命的成长哈，出来很可爱，可是呢，慢慢的他们会学会说谎啦，然后呢，打架啦，争吵啦。那你也很想去教他们。
And having children, it's a constant throughout their young life. You're teaching and training them one area. When they get teenagers, you're teaching and training them in another.When they get older and get married, you're still trying to be there, to be a counselor to them. And it seems like through their whole life, your children are there when you need them.
身为父母呢，我们从他们小时候有小时候需要训练的，他们的常规啊，各方面啊，还有在接下来求学啦，还有青少年啦，到他们即使到他们长大成人成家，我们都还是在要给他们一些建议。
And it's the same in our Christian life.
那我们不就是这样吗？我们的天父也会这样来对我们。
You know, Jesus didn't just zap us. He said we have to be born again.
那耶稣首先告诉我们说，我们先要重生。
Start from the very roots of it. You must be born again of the Spirit.
成为好像一个 baby 哈，一个基督徒，先从好像一个 baby 开始。我们要先生出来。
He even talked about, remember when you were a baby, you thought like one, your child, you thought like one, you acted, and he had to take you through that child period.
所以刚刚信主的时候，我们像一个 baby 一样，然后呢，圣经说我们想法、做法都像一个孩子，没有成熟的孩子，然后慢慢的神就要训练我们，让我们能够长大。
So down through our whole life, he is trying to perfect us unto holiness.
所以你基本上你信主之后整个的人生的过程呢，神有一个目的要训练我们，培养我们成为一个跟他一样有圣洁生命的人。
So we see that God uses sometimes temptation, rather he uses a tribulation and trials to help us to grow and to understand.
神之所以容许这些试炼熬炼我们的这些事情发生呢，是因为他就是要来。就是为了 要管教或者是要训练我们能够走上义路。
I think one of the things we should look at first is he does it to glorify him.
那第一个最大的目的我们会
Parents, don't you realize when your children did something at school and they were honored, how you felt so good?
你记得吗? 你的孩子被人家赞美的时候或拿了一个什么奖的时候, 父母亲是与有荣焉的。
Or maybe you saw your child stand out against something and say no to sin and become more stronger in Christ and how it just thrills your heart.
然后你在管教你的孩子不要说谎,不要犯这种错误的时候, 让他们学到了,然后你就觉得心里面也觉得很有很高兴,哈。
As a spiritual mother in the Lord, when I see those that I work with and loved and see them victorious and coming out, you know, it makes you feel really good.
就像今天我看到我的这些属灵的儿女儿孙们这样子可以站立得稳，然后他们可以服侍神，这样让我就觉得心里面真的是很喜乐。
So that, thank the Lord, sometimes he uses us to show his glory to the world and to Satan.
所以呢，神就因着我们今天的这个试炼之后呢，他就用我们来对着魔鬼夸胜，而且来荣耀他。It
may not be easy to go through.
当然，要经过这些试炼是不容易的。That
the one named Jenny Erickson that was young from the time she was about in her late teens or early 20s had an accident, broke her neck, and she hasn't been able to move from the waist down.
曾经有一个姊妹呢，她在她的年轻的时候呢，因为她这个跳水不小心就把她的跳的瘫痪了，哈，身体瘫痪了。
Now there's many like that. Many that that.
像这样的例子是很多的。
And they've lived a life of bitterness and anger and hate.
那这样的例子呢,
Why me? Why this happened to me? All of their life. But Jenny Erickson found out, even though she questioned God, she found out that he was the one that he could take her through.
那这位姊妹呢，不是跟其他的碰到这种难处的一样，她没有五毒哈，她就也经过了，然后呢，她就完全的就靠着主，然后呢，就让她来用。
And she's been through an awful lot.
那她所经历的这些痛苦是很多的。
It's unbelievable that she didn't feel anything all those years and then arthritis set in and she had terrible pains.
本来是因为是下身是整个就是只有头会动会说话啊，用嘴巴咬东西画画，但是呢，她下面是瘫痪的，可是问题是她有那个关节炎，竟然还会痛。
Then on top of that, she got cancer.
那还有癌症。
Yet she has gone on to bless the world with her ministry she started, with the gifts that God has given her. Oh, I'm sure that God can look at Satan and said, look at my daughter. Look
但是呢,
at my daughter.
她从来没有停顿的，一直要为神做见证，不管是诗歌、讲道，或者是做什么，她就在为神做见证。所以我相信神在上面看着，她说：“这是我的女儿，这是我的宝贝女儿。”
We see a wonderful example like that in Daniel.
但以理,上经的但以理也是一个例子。
Three of his young men that had been brought there as prisoners now was really head of many offices, or of offices.
我们知道首先呢,这个但以理跟他几个同伴呢,他后来就成为这个国家的,巴比伦帝国的这个很重要的一些官员。
But Nebuchadnezzar was such a proud man that one day he decided to make a statue 9 feet, I believe it was, 9 feet tall, or 90, I'm not sure which one it was.
尼布甲尼撒呢,
very large.
出了一个奇想,造一个很高很高大的像,让人家来拜。
And he called together all his courts, and all those who were in office, and all of these, of those that worked for him. And he said, and it was a large number, and they're in the courtyard. And he said, now when the trumpet sounds, you fall on your knees, and you pray to him,
honor him, bless him.
But you know the story. Three of them would not bow.
你也知道,但你的三个同伴呢,他们就是没有拜。
They stuck out like a sore thumb.
他们就站在那里,
everybody on the ground on their face, and there they stood.
当大家都趴下去的时候呢,
you know, there's
going
to come times ahead that maybe you're going to have to stand when everything around you is giving up.
到一个地步，可能你就需要这样子。
Everything around you giving in, but you may have to stand.
当大家都同流而去的时候，你必须要站出来，你必须要站着。
And of course, someone saw them and brought them to the king and told the king. And the king was sorry, I believe. I thought he'd be like those boys.
这个结果是可想而知的，就被带到王的面前，要接受惩治。
I'll give you another chance.
但是王呢，对这三个
just bow down to me.
年轻人，而且是在服侍他的哈，在做事情的。
King,
他很宠爱他们。
We do not bow down to anyone but our own God, Jehovah.
所以王说我再给你一个机会你赶快再俯伏敬拜不然的话就要受到这个火窑之灾、啊、
And they knew that the punishment was being put into the furnace.
然后这三位同伴呢一样的说我们没有办法这样做。
But they said our God will take care of us.
那结果就被丢进
He can deliver us or if he doesn't, that's all right.
那他们进去以前这样说哈他说我们的神会救我们即便如果不是这样的话那我知道我们也还是不要一样不侍奉拜你的这个像。
Can you imagine the heart of God?
你可以想象那时候神在上面看到吗
He looked down on this and the young men were telling him, I don't care what you want, our Jehovah comes first.
听到这三个年轻人说
before
我们只有敬拜我们的神
before our life.
只有敬拜我们所相信的这位永活的神的时候我们的神多么高兴啊他觉得以他们为荣的哈。
But that wasn't enough for God.
那光是这样还不够。
God sent his son Jesus because he said, I see another one like the son of man, son of man, was it, or son of
man? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 那神不是只有夸奖他们而已他是在想象的神在上面很高兴。
And they came,
然后呢还差遣他的儿子到这个火窑里面去因为那个王看到人子。
And they came out, not even smelling of smoke.
这么大的那么烈的烈火的火窑里面呢竟然连烧的味道都没有。
And that king said, oh, this is the God, is that he recognized the God Jehovah.
那神子哈甚至说神子不是人家。
This glorified God.
那这个时候呢使得这个尼布甲尼撒王呢。
All that people all there knew and saw the tremendous miracle that glorified God.
反而他自己就俯伏在这一位耶和华神的下面然后所有看到的人也一样就会荣耀神。
So you see, out of our lives, we can glorify even out of tribulation, even out of the fact that we have trials, our life can glorify God in our homes.In our neighborhoods, in our church, in our work, they can see how God has brought us through maybe tribulations and sickness and sorrows and hurts and still come out loving Jesus.
所以想一想，我们如果经历这种像火炼的这样的一个试炼的时候呢，包括我们生病，我们有难处，我们有很多很多的压力的时候呢，我们还是可以让神得到荣耀。
Because, you know, Hebrews 12, it's sort of,tries to tell us, now this may happen, but listen, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you unto children, my son, and he's talking to us as children, he says, these are the exhortations I speak unto you, my children, my son, despise not those chastenings of the Lord, no matter what it might be, whether it's tempting that we have are pulled away ourselves and he has to bring us back roughly,No matter what it is that we go through, he said, don't despise them.
那希伯来书第十二章的第五节在这里劝导神的儿女说不可轻看主的管教
and,
然后也不要灰心。
And he's telling us, and don't faint when thou art rebuked of him.
当我们被责备的时候不要灰心。
It's for our own good.
是为了我们的好处。
Because he said, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourges every son.Whom he receiveth.
因为只要是他的儿女，他就会这样管教我们，就会盯着我们，就要来教我们。
So he's saying, whether you've been tempted and you fail.
那即使我们在 tempted, right?
Yes.
你看试探中我们
And I had to really chasten you hard.
那我们就等于说我们有
And I had to bring many, I had to allow many sorrows to come on.
那我们可能会受管教嘛，他会被鞭打的感觉，
就好像父母亲鞭打。But I did it because I love you.
那神说只因为我爱你我对你没有放弃。
And he says to us that's going through tribulations,
那么
trials,
受这个患难的人。
In the 10th verse, for they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for whom profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
希伯来书十二章第十节，他说呢，生生的父是随自己的意思管教，但是万灵的父，我们天上的父亲管教我们，是要我们得到益处，让我们在圣洁上有份。
If we only could get hold of this.If we could only understand that the trials we go through at times,
但愿我们可以理解说我们所经历的
and the tribulations,
不管是历练
and even our temptations, he's doing this for a purpose in our lives,
都是有目的的，我们生命中会产生一个益处跟目的
that we might partake of his holiness.
这样的话我们就跟他的圣洁有份
He said no one likes him chastening for the present,It seems it's not joyous.
希伯来书十二章十一节说，管教的事不觉得快乐。
We feel it, we sense it, we agonize through it. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
管觉得愁苦，我们会觉得很难当，我们会很困难，但是呢，会经验过后呢，后来会结出平安的果子。
That's why he tells us, hold on.
所以呢，一定要持守住。
Keep your faith. Trust me.
持守住你的信，信靠神。
Even when you're going through it, trust me.
即使正在受精炼当中，好像火在烧的时候，我们就是抓住它，信靠它。
Now I know that it's getting late, and Darcy spoke supposed to speak.
You can hit one more point. You want or no?
Well, no. I think that's a good place.
Okay.
And then if I get a chance again.I'll go on to some of these others.
好，刘磊，你帮我翻一下，我要到我那边去。
Thank you for listening. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Lay, you can translate.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we wonder why. But as your children, you love us. And you know how far what we can take and how far we can go. And it's because you love us.That we're going through these things.
亲爱的主，有的时候我们不明白，我们也会问为什么，但是你是我们的主，你知道我们能承受多少，能走多远，你爱我们。
Keep our people.
真的是保守我们，你的子民。
Give them a strong backbone.
给他们真的是让他们有这种脊梁骨，真的是能够硬起来，帮助我们。
Help us to face whatever may be ahead of us, Lord.
不管以后面前要面对的是什么，你真的是帮助我们。
We maybe go through turmoil ahead and things that we never dreamt of, but oh God, help us to keep our faith in you and our trust in you.
亲爱的主，可能前面我们会面对以前从来没有面对过的这种混乱或者这种动荡，但是你帮助我们，让我们能够信靠你，让我们的信心就是紧紧的钉在你的身上。
Amen and God bless each one.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。大家神祝福每一位。